Let's bow our head for another short word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering here together and for hearing your word. What we're going to hear about now is from the Bible, your living word. Father, we pray that we pray for the word of God to be like a double-edged sword, dividing even bone and marrow. Father, we pray for it to be like a seed, Lord, falling onto fertile ground that will bear fruit 10, 20, 50, even 100-fold, Lord. Father, I pray that you will bless the preaching of your word, and may your Holy Spirit speak to each one of us personally as to what it means for us. All this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our passage today is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. I'll read it in English, and those who are reading in Chinese can see the PowerPoint. From the NIV version, Malachi chapter 3, 13 to 18. You have said harsh things against me, says the Lord, yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his name concerning those who feared the Lord and who honored his presence and name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. So this is the word of God and our passage for today. So I want to tell you something about me. I love to listen in on other people's conversations.
我喜欢听别人的会话。
Before you accuse me of being an eavesdropper, let me say it's not that I like to gossip.
在你认为我是一个窃听者之前呢, 让我向你澄清, 我不喜欢听别人的闲聊, 八卦的事情。
It's more because I'm very interested in the dynamics and the relationship in the people who are speaking.
我更有兴趣的是呢, 这些, 说话的人的动向以及关系。
So I've noticed often that in conversations, the same kind of patterns repeat themselves.
所以在这些会话里面, 我发现呢, 一样的主题, 跟一样的花样一直重复着。
For example, have you noticed that no matter how old you are, your conversations with your parents have a certain pattern to it?
所以你觉得不管你有多年纪多大呢，但是你的父母对你所讲话都是有一样的方式。
So just by looking at the pictures on the screen, doesn't it make you wonder what are they talking about?
所以看看这个荧幕上的照片呢，你觉得他们在讲什么东西？
Right. So today it's Malachi that we're looking at, and while it's not exactly a true conversation, it has some of the characteristics of it.
今天在马拉基书里面所讲的并不是一个真正的对话, 而是在讲一些,
There's some to-ing and fro-ing. It's mostly God saying things, and occasionally Israel will say something, one line.
在马拉基书里今天所要讲的呢, 是, 不是一些来来去去的, 而是上帝所讲的话, 然后以色列人呢, 在有时会砸, 砸进去一两句话。
And just like someone hitting the reply or the repeat button, there's a pattern to this one line that Israel occasionally says.
就好像我们在按这个 repeat 的这个按键一样呢, 这个会话会一直重复着。
So if I could have the next slide. So due to a scheduling change, today we're considering the sixth question in this series.
今天呢, 因为是, 时间上的改变, 所以我们要考, 看的是那个第六个问题。
Right, and the sixth question is, what have we said against you?
这个是我们何时顶撞了你。
Next week, Pastor Xiaohui will come back to the fifth question, which is, how are we to return to you?
下个星期呢, 小威牧师会回到另外一个, 上一个主题, 我们何时夺取你。
As you look at the questions there, through the sermons we've heard, you realize that whatever the question is, the tone of Israel portrayed by saying it is always that of someone saying, when did we ever do this? Where God? Are you sure?
当我们看这些六个问题呢, 我们可以发现呢, 这个以色列人通常都是一致, 口径一致地讲, 我们有做这些事情吗?
In today's passage, what is it that Israel is denying?
在今天呢, 以色列人在否定的是什么事情呢？
Well, it's denying that it has said harsh things against God.
他们否定，他们说了顶撞神的话。
The Hebrew word there has the meaning of stout and is also translated as harsh, hard words, terrible words, or rude words.
在希伯来话呢，这个讲的就是说在很强烈或是很可怕的意思。
And it's also implied in the verb form used in Hebrew that when they said, "What have we said against you?" that they were talking to each other.
这就好像他们在讲话里面的一个动词呢，他们是在否定对方的话。
So in other words, they were engaging in malicious gossip. They were talking behind God's back and complaining about Him.
所以呢，他们在上帝的背后呢，互相的批评上帝。
So God further explains what He means by that.
所以呢，后来上帝在经文里面继续讲，他为什么要这样讲这样的话。
God explains that when they gossip to each other, they say that it's futile to serve God.
上帝所讲的呢，就是当他们在这样闲聊的时候呢，他们是认为，服侍神是没有用的。
They say it's useless to keep His requirements.
他们认为呢，遵循上帝所吩咐的是没有用的。
They say that they imply that they shouldn't even bother to keep His laws.
遵循上帝的律法也没有用的。
The reference there to going around like mourners is not about looking sad before God.
在讲这个苦苦斋戒的话呢，并不是讲一个很悲伤的意思。
No, it's a reference to mourning clothes.
这是指的是一些穿着很悲伤的服饰。
Yeah, these are the mourning clothes you put on when you fast, you pray, and you go before God in repentance and in awe of Him.
当你在哀伤或是悔改的时候呢？你应该穿这些服饰，是对以色列的一个习俗。
So let's examine this question of God. What's so harsh or rude or terrible about saying this?
我们来看看这些神所讲的话，为什么他是这样子无理的呢？
If we know the context, as we do, because we've spent many weeks in Malachi, we have seen a lot of the actions that the Israelites have done.
所以在过去的几周，我们看到这个马拉基书里面所讲以色列人所做的一些不是很好的行为。
So we know that what makes it terrible is not the question per se, but is the attitude that lies behind it and the action that accompanies it.
所以我们看到的不是以色列人所发问的问题，而是他们的态度和行动。
Unlike some of the earlier Malachi passages, in today's passage, God is not pointing out a lot of action things that they did wrong. The only thing is the complaining or the speech.
今天所讲的，上帝所指出的，并不是一些实际的事情他们所做出来的，而是在讲说他们的抱怨。
This doesn't mean, however, that it's any less serious.
这并不表示这不是一个很严重的事情。
The irony of Israel's complaint is that, in fact, they haven't really been keeping God's laws.
这个以色列人所抱怨的东西呢，是他们没有办法。
Keeping God's laws, 没有守神的约。
没有守神的约。
Yeah. So what are they complaining about? They have offered blemished animals, broken marriage covenants, and now here they are either so deluded or so daring as to accuse God of being unjust to them.
所以他们抱怨的是什么事情呢？他们抱怨呢，他们有把有残疾的动物给上帝。把婚约呢都破坏掉了，然后呢，大胆的控告神呢，没有对他们不公。
So when we look at some of the things, some of the quotes from Malachi, I put them up there, and we put it together with the questions, we can see that there's a sad and clear trend.
当我们看马拉基书里面以色列人所发问的问题，我们可以看到一个很清楚的有一个一样的发展的过程。
So you can read yourself, and you also know the things they have done.
所以在荧幕上所打出的就是这些问题。
So I've already said one thing, that Israel accuses God when they themselves have not fulfilled their own part in it.
所以我已经讲过了一件事情，就是说以色列人呢在控告神，为的是他们所没有遵行神的旨意。
The second issue with what Israel has said is that when we read between the lines of Israel's indignation, you see words like gain and prosper, escape.
当你看有另外一个一点呢，就是当你看以色列人的抱怨呢，你可以看到呢，他们所在抱怨的问题当中呢，有一个所得到的或是所 发达的这两个字。
So does it sound like the kind of words you would use with a loving father?
所以像这样的字呢，你会用在对你所喜爱的父亲的身上吗？
It's much more the kind of words you would find in a business transaction or contract negotiation.
这样的字呢，通常你会用在一些生意上的合同呢。来做协调的时候所用的。
So it's as if Israel had done a computation. They said, "What's our return on investment? What are we going to get back for serving God?" And in their analysis, they have found that God is not a good investment.
所以这就好像是以色列人已经看到了这个服事神的投资报酬率，然后他们感觉到呢，对于神呢这样子的报酬实在是太低了。
But we know that in some situations, a cost-benefit analysis is not the right way to go.
但是我们知道，在有些状况下呢，这个投资报酬率的看法并不是一个正式的解答方式。
So I'll give you a domestic example. Those always seem to ring closest. There was a recent discussion in newspapers about what proportion of housework was done by husbands and wives. Do you remember that?
我给你一个最近报纸里面所提到的，就是。讲到呢，这个丈夫跟太太在做家事的状况。
So how do you calculate who does more housework?
你怎么知道谁做比较多的家事呢？
Do you count it in terms of a quantity? For example, who has mopped the floor more times?
你看的是丈夫或太太做的数量，比如说谁抹地板抹的比较多次。
Oh, do you count it by terms of quality? Yes, you mop the floor many times, but I clean the fridge, and that is a much harder task.
或是你是看质量呢？比如说我清冰箱清了一次，但是这是很难的，比擦地板更难的事情。
If you take this kind of approach to relationships, where will you stop?
所以你如果把这个东西来看在先生跟太太的关系上面的时候呢，你会得到什么样的结论？
But Israel tells God, what do we gain?
所以呢，这就像以色列人所说的，我们得到的是什么东西呢？
They're afraid that the evildoers will escape, while they themselves, the kiasu, they will lose out.
他们觉得就好像那些犯罪的人呢，就会因为这样而逃脱了。
But groundless though Israel's charges are, God replies them. He brings across the idea that serving God does matter.
虽然以色列人的控告是无理的，但是上帝呢却觉得，却告诉他们一个信息，就是服事神是有用的。
God hears, God remembers, and there will be a day where the consequences will be meted out.
上帝会聆听，上帝会记得，然后有一天呢，这个结果会出现。
So in contrast to this group of Israelites who have not really done the right thing, there is a second group that's now introduced, and these are the group who have risen up.Verse 16 in your Bibles to argue with the first group and to defend God.
所以在同时呢，有第二个群体以色列人出现，他们在讲的是服事神，然后讲到说对于神呢，应该要忠心，为神来辩论。
Right. So these are the people who fear God and who honor or esteem His name, depending on your translation.
这些人是一群敬畏神的人。
So when the God-fearers did this.God says that he heard them and they will remember them. And God tells the Israelites, those of you who served me, your efforts are worth it because I know and I remember.
所以当敬畏神的人说这样子的话的时候呢，上帝表达的是他会记得他们，而且呢，这个努力呢，以及服事是值得的。
When I was thinking about this idea of God remembering us, for some of us that might not, it's not a new message. We hear it quite often.
当我觉得这样子的上帝纪念我们的这样的状况的词句呢，并不是常常出现在我们当中。
But what does that mean that God remembers us? So I'm going to look at it from two slightly different aspects.
对于上帝这样纪念我们呢，它是指什么意思呢？我用两点来说明。
On one hand, the assurance that you are remembered by God is very touching and very moving. You've not been forgotten.
上帝纪念的我们呢。在第一方面呢，是非常的感动人的，非常安慰人的事情。
For myself, I'm most moved by this covenantal promise that I am not forgotten when I remember how horrible it is to be forgotten.
对于我来讲呢，我一直觉得这样子是很感动的事情，就是上帝记着他的约。当我跟被遗忘来比较的时候
，So it's a very emotional thing. It speaks to the fact that someone didn't forget about you.
所以这是一个很感人的事情，当你知道呢，有一些人是永远不会忘记你。
So how terrible is it to be forgotten? Well, let me share a story that I read.
让我来告诉你一个被遗忘的故事。
A lot of you here are parents, all grandparents. So I have to ask you, do you think that you could ever forget about your own child or your grandchild?
对于这里的父母或是在座的祖父母来讲呢，遗失或是忘掉你的小孩子或是你的孙儿女呢，是很可怕的事情吗？
Maybe you think, no, I don't think I could ever forget. But someone called Brenda Shelby, an American, would have said that too. She would have said, no, no, I'm a good mother, I never would forget.
所以有些你们呢可能会觉得我永远不会忘记，但是有一个人叫做 Brenda Shelby， 在美国呢，她就做了这样一件事情。
But she did. She forgot her child because one morning when she was busy, she was rushing to work, she had changed her schedule. She left her sleeping two-year-old daughter at the back of her locked car.
但是她真的忘记了，在有一天早上呢，因为她忙于工作，也把时间所忘记了，所以她把她两岁的小孩呢，留在车上。
And then she went to work.
然后她去工作。
And then she left the child for 8 hours.
所以她把小孩留在车上呢，八个钟头之久。
So until her colleague finally came to tell her, she had completely forgot. Then she rushed to the car, but it was too late.
一直到她的同事跟她说她的小孩留在车上了，当她回到车上的时候呢，已经太迟了。
The child still strapped to the child's seat had already died from heat stroke from being in the car for 8 hours.
在车上的小孩呢，因为过热呢，在太阳下面八个钟头而死了。
So I don't know who felt more terrible to feel more terrible for the child or the mother.
所以我不晓得呢，是谁觉得比较可怕，是这个小孩子呢，或是这个母亲。
So a story of how terrible it is when you have been forgotten, or if you're the one who intends and tries your best to remember, but you forget too.
所以这是这样一个遗忘的故事，让你知道这是一个多可怕的事情。
But that's us in our humanity. God tells us He will not forget.
所以但是对我们来讲呢，上帝对我们说他永远不会忘记。
And in this case, in this passage, He says that because the God-fearers remain faithful to God in the midst of a rebellious community, the Lord says that He will spare them as His treasured possession in the day of judgment.
所以呢，在这样子的状况下，因为这一群人呢是所敬畏上帝的人，所以上帝对他们表达，在审判的日子呢，必定会保护他们。
Verse 17, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my special possession, my jewel, on the day when I act, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him.
在第十七节讲到说，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
So that's a very lovely and a very special promise for us.
这是一个很特别的对话。
But the other aspect of God remembering is not so warm and fuzzy.
从另外一个角度来讲呢，上帝所纪念的并不是这么样子的温暖。
God is reminding everybody that there are consequences to be had.
上帝在告诉我们呢，它其实是一个后果责任。
The scroll of remembrance that's mentioned there is in line with God having a book of entries, just like the royal books found in the ancient Near East. This is where the actions of everybody of the people are recorded.
这里面提到上帝的纪念册呢，它就是就好像在古代近东地区呢，它所用的一些皇家的记录簿，它把人们做过什么事情呢，都记在上面。
And what is the purpose of recording it? So that one day where there's a people, where all the people are gathered, there's a place for public recognition and reward.
所以为什么要这样记呢？因为有一天呢，有一个他们会到一个地方叫做对于众人的表扬以及奖赏的地方，他们会看这些记录，然后对他们奖赏。
So there are references of this kind of thing in Esther, Daniel, and Revelations. If you're interested to look it up.
在但以理还有在启示录里面呢，都有这样的记载。
So the not so warm and fuzzy part of God's remembering is that our just reward will come.
这并不是一个很温暖的一个状况，就是有一天呢，我们这个奖赏呢，或是一个赏赐呢，会来到我们身上。
There is a day of judgment where the distinction between the righteous and the wicked will be important, and God will show mercy and spare those who fear Him.
在审判的时候呢，上帝呢会分别区分哪些是善人，哪些是恶人，然后会对于善人呢善加对待。
So what exactly it is that the people are being spared from will be covered in chapter 4, I think a couple of weeks' time.
所以呢，上帝会怎样对待敬畏他的人呢？是在下一章第四章里面会提到。
So after all this, how now shall we live?
所以呢，看到这些东西呢，我们要如何过一个基督徒的生活
？Well, we think we want to be the God-fearers.
我们认为我们要成为一个敬畏神的人。
And that means that we need to do all those things that I've listed there to esteem God, to ponder on God's name, to reckon with, that means take into account God, to regard, that you are always remembering Him in what we do.
所以呢，我们可以做到在我所打的上这几点，我们可以看尊敬神，然后思考神的话语，类似这样的东西。
Another translation is that the God-fearing people love to think about God.
另外一种讲法呢，就是敬畏神的人呢，喜欢思考神。
Perhaps they may have also talked to each other to encourage each other about God.
或者呢，他们会彼此互相谈论神。
When I was preparing this sermon, I was thinking about the idea of futility. When do we feel that it's useless to serve God?
当我在准备这篇讲章的时候，我想到一个问题：我们什么时候觉得服侍神是没有用的呢
？Like the Israelites, we also ask the same question: Is it really useless to serve you?
就好像以色列人所说的，服侍神真的没有用吗
？Why is it that the evil doers prosper?
为什么那些恶人会变得更加的得到好处呢
？So just to put things in contrast, there is a difference on one hand in asking these questions about God, struggling with it, talking about it, trying to find a resolution for yourself.
就好像从这一方面呢，以色列人试着跟神辩论，试着得到一个解决的方式。
And on the other hand, like the Israelites, they had asked this question, but they have given up on God. They've turned their backs on Him, taken things into their own hands, and totally disregarded God.
另外一方面呢，就像那些以色列人呢，他们完全的违背了神，他们不觉得这服侍神有什么样的用处。
So I'll give you an example. It's as if you had a fight with your friend.
就好像一个例子，如果你跟你的朋友吵架
，So do you keep trying to understand your friend's point of view, talking to him or her, or do you just give up, act as if, pretend as if you never had this friend, ignore him or her totally?
所以呢，你是尝试着了解他的问题呢，你们辩论的所在呢，或者是你完全不理你们的辩论
？So it's okay to ask questions, but what else? What are you doing with the questions?
所以呢，问问题是可以的，但是呢，你要怎么对待这样的问题呢
？So that brings us to another stage. What if you've asked all the questions and in your heart of hearts you can't help feeling that it's really futile to serve God？
所以呢，就好像你完全回答了这个问题，但是在你的心里面呢，你还是不觉得你应该要服侍神。
Do you just keep going through the actions？
所以你就一直问这样的问题吗
？But isn't that being a hypocrite? God will be displeased anyway.
那不觉得是一个伪善者吗？就好像一直寻求上帝得到答案一样。
So what makes somebody press on with something and other people to give up?
所以呢，为什么有一些人呢一直问问题，但是有一些人呢却放弃了
？What makes some people press through with difficult questions of faith and other people say, "I give up. I cannot do it. I will turn away."
为什么有些人一直问上帝呢？这些很困难的问题，但是有些人就是一开始就放弃了。
So this is a very difficult and complex question with no simple answer. But in my work as a staff trainer, I've come across some ideas that might be helpful to think about it.
这是一个很难回答的问题，但是呢，就好像我当一个staff trainer， 一个训练者的角度一样，我试着也来研究这样的问题。
So as staff trainers helping lectures to teach students, we're always trying to figure out what makes students, why is it that some students work harder than others? What makes some students perform really well and what makes others not so good?
所以我在跟教师一起研究的时候呢，我们常思考到为什么有一些学生可以做得很好，但是有一些学生却是没有办法做得好。
There are lots and lots of different theories, but today I'll just share with you one that I found interesting.
有很多很多的理论，但是今天我跟你们分享一个理论。
So the theory asks two questions about the student.
这个理论呢，对于学生是有两种问题。
First, you ask.Does the student care about the subject? Does in that meaning that does the student think that, for example, maths is relevant to their lives? Do they think that maths is important? Do they care about maths?
第一个问题呢，就是学生在不在意这一门科学？比如说呢，他们在不在意数学，或者在不在意这个各样的学问？
So the second question, so the first one is, I care, do they care? The second question is, I can. Does the student have the capability or the skill to do, for example, maths? Or a variant of that is, does the student think that they can do maths? If not, they might just give up even before they try.
So that's, 第二个问题就是学生呢，问他们自己呢，我能不能够做到这样的东西？我有没有能力做到数学啦或科学的东西？
So between these two questions, the I care and the I can, you will find different combinations.
你会发现有各种不同的解答在这两个问题，一个是我在意，一个是我能够。
This is task specific, so you may feel very differently about maths than you might for singing, than you might for driving a car, for example.
这对学科也不同，有些对于数学的角度呢，可能对于音乐或是驾车是不一样的。
Of course, the ideal combination is that you have a student that cares about something and thinks he or she can do it. That's the perfect fit.
当然呢，从一个学者的角度呢，我是希望学生可以在意一个学科，所以他们可以做。继续做下去。
Of course, the least ideal fit if the student doesn't care, doesn't think he or she can do it, and then you have a difficult task being a teacher.
所以呢，如果一个学生不觉得他能够他在乎的话呢，那从一个老师的角度呢，就很难做到让学生有很好的表现。
So if people really want to and they really believe they can do a lot of things.For example, I have some friends, funnily enough, they're all female, who have done the Sahara run. So this is a 6-day, 240 km run across the Sahara desert. I think they're crazy, but...
所以有一些人呢，他如果在意呢，或是相信他们能够做到的话，他们就可以把事情做到。比如说我有一些朋友呢，他是在Sahara 这个沙漠里面呢，他们去跑步。
But is our Christian faith really much easier than the Sahara run? Sometimes I'm not sure.
我们基督徒的信仰呢，是比这些在 Sahara desert 沙漠里面跑步的人还难吗？有时候我不晓得。
So using these two questions, it may help us to consider more carefully why some fellow Christians may feel it's useless to serve God.
所以呢，我们可以用这些问题来思考呢，或者在服侍神的时候呢，到底是有用还是没有用的
？Is it because they don't care anymore? They don't believe in God anymore?
是不是呢？他们不在乎神了，所以他们一点都不觉得应该要服侍神
？Is it because they don't think they can? They don't have the ability to do things, or even though they keep doing, nothing seems enough?
或者是说他们不觉得他们能够可以，他们不觉得他们有能力可以服侍上帝，所以他们不做。
So you've noticed that all this time I've been talking about the student or the person alone. So you also noticed that we're missing one perspective, that of God.
所以你可以了解呢，其实在这段讨论当中，我其实忘记了一件，我没有提到一件事情，就是上帝。
Why do we care about something?Is it because someone has shown us how great maths is, because we inherently love it, because we know how important it is?
我们为什么在乎一件事情呢？是因为有些人跟我们说数学很重要，或者是这个东西很好，所以我们在乎吗？
In the case of our Christian world, we care about God because He first cared about us.
从基督徒的角度来讲呢，我们在乎上帝，因为他先在乎我们。
And throughout the Bible, full of reassurances about how he's reached out to us, how he sacrificed about to us.
从圣经的角度来看呢，上帝一直向我们亲近，他一直很在乎我们。
And when we say I can or I can't, does that remind? We have to think back about how our attempts to do anything come from God's strength and not our own.
所以，当我们想到呢，我能不能做这件事情的时候呢，我们是不是想到这是上帝对于我们有没有能力，然后我们做到这件事情
？So, if you feel that something is futile, or if your friend seems to be giving up on something, maybe you can. Think a little further. Is it because he or she doesn't care, or do they feel they can't do it? No more strength.
所以，当你或是你朋友觉得你对某些事情不能做到的时候呢，你是不是要想说到底是不是我在乎这件事情，或者是我能不能做得到这件事情
？So for the Israelites, I'm not sure. I think maybe it sounds like they don't care anymore.
对于这一群以色列人来讲呢，我想他们是。感觉好像是不在乎了。
But if you had been expecting something for one generation and you don't see it come about, maybe you would feel the same way. I'm not sure.
所以如果像以色列人这样子的话呢，可能你也会觉得一样不在乎了吧。
One generation is a long time.
在隔了好几代的话，其实已经有很长的时间了。
So as we come to the end, I need to just ask you: do you feel you can identify with the Israelites the way they're portrayed in Malachi?
所以呢，在最后呢，我要问你一个问题：你觉得呢，你可以了解以色列人为什么这样子做吗？在马拉基书里面
，Can you see yourself turning away from God, accusing God unjustly when you yourself haven't kept your end of the bargain?
所以呢，你会不会觉得你自己也是在跟上帝讨价还价，或者是跟上帝辩论呢
？If we feel we cannot identify with the Israelites, then we may not fully appreciate our own humanity and our weaknesses.
所以呢，你觉得如果你不能理解以色列人为什么这样跟上帝辩论的话呢，可能你也没有办法在你日常生活里面感觉跟上帝的辩论。
Your Christian walk is a long one. It may have started for some of you in Sunday school. Some of you areIn youth ministry, onto young adults, but it goes much longer and much further than that.
基督徒的信仰呢，是一个很长的路。你可能从主日学开始，或者是从结婚婚姻开始而建筑了一个家庭，这是一个很长的一段路。
So who's to say that one day, when you're filled with disappointment, that you will not react in the same way?
所以呢，你会可能有一天呢，你还是觉得一样的感觉的时候呢，你可能会有跟以色列人一样的想法。
But until then, let us try to be like the God-fearers.
所以呢，让我们来成为一个敬畏神的人。
Let us have conversations about God. Let us talk to each other about God's truth, what He's done for us, what kind of a God He is.
让我们彼此呢，谈论说上帝是怎么样的上帝。上帝对我们的恩典到底是怎么样子的
？Let us encourage each other in our cell groups, at church, even in the office if appropriate, to love and good works.
所以呢，我们可以在办公室、在 cell group 里面呢，我们彼此互相谈论神的道理。
And if sometimes we feel like our faith is a bit weary or sagging, then we have to turn to God and remember that because He cares and He can.Because He has already told us that He loves us.
所以在我们沮丧或是堕落的时候呢，我们还是可以回到上帝身边，因为他在乎我们，因为他能够有能力呢，能拯救我们。
And He promises that when we turn back to Him, He will hear, He will remember, and that we will be His in the day when He makes up His treasured possession.
他已经应许我们了，他会听我们，他会记得我们所说的。因为呢，他是一个值得服侍的神。
So why do we serve God?
我们为什么要服侍神呢
？We serve God because it's worth it. We serve God because He is worth it.
我们服侍神呢，是因为服侍神是值得的，而且上帝也是值得我们服侍的。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, thank you for your message from Malachi for us. Father, we're so sorry for all the times when we have complained about you unjustly to each other or just in our hearts. We're sorry when we murmur and we gossip. Instead of remembering the truth of who you are, what you've done for us, and to speak it out. Thank you for your loving reassurances that when we try to fear you and to esteem you, when we try to speak of you, you listen and you remember. Thank you, God, because all that we do is not in vain. Pray that you will help us to fear you and to honor your name. We pray that you will help us to be God-fearers, to think about you, to recognize and to speak the truth. Father, I pray also that you help us to speak words of encouragement to each other when we feel overwhelmed, that things are useless, sometimes when we feel we're drifting away from you. Lord, we recognize and acknowledge that your grace and your mercy and your strength is what sustain us in our long Christian walk. Thank you, Father. All this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.